还就是这样吗？
It must be so.
天上没有空气是什么呢？
If there's no oxygen in the
没有下雨又怎么样呢？
If there's no rain, what
happens? 当然是有的。
Of course there is.
是自然现象。
This is a natural phenomenon.
他们没有感谢上帝。
They never give thanks to God.
这是我们与他们不同的地方。
These are different as us and them.
我有一次九岁半的时候，
When I was 9.5 years old,
差不多要离开厦门。
Before I left Amoy,
我生在中国。
I was born in China.
后来我母亲把我们带到印尼去。
Later on, my mom took to my Indonesia.
牧师来开一个家庭礼拜讲道。
So we asked the pastor to come to hold a service, Thanksgiving service.
我记得我们在四层楼上面，我们这个露天的地方呢，就有差不多100个人在那边聚会。
So up on the fourth story, the open air, we have more than 100 people who gather.
那牧师在那里讲道。
The pastor was preaching there.
我当时九岁，在旁边听。
I was 9.5 years old. I was listening by the side.
牧师说，基督徒要感恩。
And the pastor said the Christian must give thanks.
要感恩。
Give thanks.
无论什么事要感谢上帝。
No matter what thing happened, you must thank God.
我还记得你要感恩。
I remember clearly give thanks, give thanks.
如果基督徒不感恩，
if Christian don't give thanks,
我们就连鸡都不如。
We are worse than the chickens.
我就很奇怪了。
I remember strange.
如果基督不感恩，连鸡都不如。
If Christian do not give thanks, then worse than the chicken.
我要拉长听，到底为什么不如？
So I want to listen carefully.
你们看见鸡吗？你们看过鸡吗？
Have you seen chicken?
我心里当然看过鸡。
Of course, we
have. 鸡怎么感恩呢？
How can give the chicken give thanks?
鸡吃饭的时候怎么样呢？
You see when chicken when they eat,
每吃一口，
they bow the head, and then they give thanks. They eat, they give thanks.
那是什么呢？
What's that?
那是感谢上帝。
Thank God.
鸡吃了一口，
after one bite,
感谢上帝。再吃一口，
crow. After one bite, the crow.
他说你吃了多少口都没有感谢上帝。
How many mouthfuls you
have? 你连鸡都不如啊！我吓死了。
So I was frightened.
从那一天开始，我每次看见鸡就很自卑感。因为鸡常常感谢上帝，我忘记感谢上帝。
I forget.
我告诉你，这是基督徒跟非基督徒不同地方。
This is different Christian and Christian.
有没有恩典呢？
有。
有恩典，
That's grace.
每天都是恩典，
Every
每分钟都是恩典。
Every minute is for grace.
有时候我传福音的时候，
Sometimes when I preach,
人家说我不信，我不信。我们讲别的好不好？
We talk about
others, 我问你，饭跟水哪里贵？
I said the food and water which more expensive.
饭更贵或者水更贵啊？
Rice or water which more expensive?
当然饭更贵啦。
But rice.
水更便宜啦。
Water is cheaper.
我说水跟空气哪里贵？
I say water and this air which is more expensive.
他说水更贵啦。
Water, of course.
空气免费啦。
As free.
水更便宜啦， water, 空气更便宜啦， course, 饭最贵了。
As more, less expensive.
我反过来问他，水跟空气哪里重要？
And I say water and air which is more important.
他说空气重要。
Of course, air.
饭跟水哪里重要？
And food and water which is more important.
水重要。
Water, of course.
如果没有饭，两天不吃也不会死。
You don't have to eat for 2 days, you won't die.
两天不喝半死。
You don't drink for 2 days, you're half dead.
我说两分钟不呼吸就死了。
I said 2 minutes, you won't take care, you won't die.
所以呢，空气比水更重要。大家说。水比饭更重要。大家说。
水比饭更重要。
但是最不重要的最贵，大家说，最不重要的最贵，最重要的免费，大家说，最重要的，这是不是恩典呢？
Is that grace?
是不是恩典呢？感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
你有没有说主啊，感谢你呼吸免费的，有没有？
Have you ever thank God because air is free?
好，现在来祷告好不好？一种感谢上帝呼吸免费，感谢上帝呼吸免费，感谢上帝呼吸，你从来没有这样祷告过。
You never pray in such manner.
为什么呢？
Why?
You take it for granted. 你说这应该的嘛。本来是这样的。
So you take for granted.
上帝说啊，你没良心哦。
God said you have no conscience.
你这些没有良心的。
No conscience.
这么爱你，
I love you
这么恩典，
such a grace.
为什么氧气免费的？
Why is the oxygen is free?
因为如果氧气要付钱，你早就穷光蛋了。
If you got to pay for oxygen, you'll be bankrupt.
你早就死翘翘了。
You'll die.
所以上帝说，越贵的，越重要的，给你免费。
Most important, most expensive.
为什么？也不重要的，要你做工呢。
That's important. You got to work.
因为你什么都不做，你不像人了。
Because if you don't work, you're not like a man.
一个什么都不必做，只懂得享受的人，这个人以后一定很凶恶。
The one who doesn't have to work, you only take it free, you'll be very savage.
有一点毛病，他就开始追讨别人。
Because if there's something that goes wrong, he'll find out what's the reason.
一个做过苦工的人
，But the one who suffered,
他就比较容易满足。
If you satisfy easier,
我告诉你，
I tell you,
我跑遍世界几十遍。
I've run through the whole world for many times.
我跑东南亚几百遍。
And the service is hundreds of times.
每个礼拜来一天，你看。
You see, every week I come one day.
我呢到今天，
And you today.
我可以睡地板。
I can sleep on the plan.
我可以吃很简单的饭。
I can eat simple food.
我可以坐最便宜的车。
I can ride on the simplest car.
我有时候在没有冷气的地方大如汗的讲。
Sometimes without air condition, I.
为什么？今天有的学会常常感恩。
I learn how to give thanks in all circumstances.
大家说，常常感恩，凡事感恩。
In everything, give thanks.
你们年轻人
，You as young people,
不要因为朋友的家很舒服。你就骂你的爸爸要给你放冷气。
Do not because your friend has a bad home, you want air condition in your home.
你们不要，因为每个礼拜在冷气的大厅听罗马书，到礼拜堂就骂你的牧师。
Do not because you have Roman air condition room, when you go back to the church, you scold your pastor.
你不要做个娇生惯养。
Do not be a one who is pampered.
从前有老牧师讲一句话。
There was an old pastor who said this.
在我读神学的时候。
When I was in seminary.
他说讲到第一流。
You will have a first class speaker.
生活品性第一流。
And your this are preaching and also life is a first class.
吃饭第三流。
And eating third class.
好传道。
Good preacher.
我就瞧不下来了。
So I took it down.
后来他在讲。
And then he said.
讲到第三流。
Preaching third class.
行为第二流。
Conduct second class.
吃饭第一流。
Eating first class.
坏传道。
Bad preacher.
我就记到现在。
I remember this today.
所以我每一次到的地方吃的东西都最简单。
So everywhere that I go, I take simple food.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear friends,
为什么呢？
Why?
因为感恩。
I give thanks.
所以病来了我不埋怨。
So when illness comes,
苦来了也不埋怨。
Complain.
穷也不埋怨。
I never complain. 跑
劳碌也不埋怨。
Laboring, I never complain.
疲倦也不埋怨。
Tired, I never complain.
什么事我都不埋怨。
I never complain anything.
你问我的太太。
You ask my wife.
今年我结婚三十年。
It's a 30 years anniversary.
你问她有没有一天埋怨上帝？
Have I ever complained against God?
上帝老天爷眼睛在哪里？
God, where's your eye?
给我做的这么苦。
So I suffer a lot for you.
这么疲倦，没有的。
So tired, no, never.
一次都没有。
Not even one.
一天都没有。
Like one day.
为什么？
Why?
因为常常感恩。
I give thanks always.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
那回到这节圣经。
When it comes to this verse.
我们站在恩典中。
We're standing upon grace.
这句话什么意思？
What's the meaning?
我们清清楚楚知道，我们在恩典中间与上帝一同。
Very clearly, we know that it is in grace we live God.
我们不但领受恩，
no, we receive grace.
我们感受恩，
we feel the grace.
我们不但感受恩，
no, only we feel the grace.
我们知恩，愿意报恩。
We know the grace when we repay the grace.
所以一个基督徒不但称义，
Christian only we are justified.
与神和好，
reconcile with God.
我们活在恩典中，恩典的自救，对神的感恩的。
We are living in a self-consciousness of our grace and also give thanks to God.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
如果上帝什么恩典都不给我，
if God doesn't give us any grace,
只有耶稣为我死，我已经满意了。
Only if Jesus will die for me, I'm satisfied.
这就是一切恩典里面最大最大的恩典。
Because it's the greatest grace of all grace.
Amen. 感谢上帝。
Praise God.
主啊，我还有什么要求？
God, what demand?
我感谢你。
I want to give thanks.
你把你的儿子赐给我。
You give me your son.
为我死了。
Dying for me.
如果你连你的儿子你都赐给我。难道你会丢掉我吗？
Even your son you have given to me, how would you renounce me?
连你的儿子你都不爱惜，让他愿意为我死，难道你会放弃我吗？
Even your son died for me on the cross, how would you deny me?
So be sure to believe that we are in the good hands of God.
我们要肯定的相信，我们确实在神的保守之下，
神永远不离开我们。
God will never leave us.
是永远不撇下我们。
God will never cast us away.
与我们同在。
He'll be with us.
在患难中间，在苦难中间，在流泪的过程中间，神的恩典还是够我们。
Suffering even we shed our tears, God's grace sufficient for us.
保罗不知道有怎样的痛苦，他求上帝把他身上一根刺把他拔掉。
We don't know what kind of suffering Paul had. He prayed to God to take away a thorn from him.
那根刺是什么？保罗没有讲。
What's that thorn? Paul never said.
他就用一句话说，就是撒旦的差役。
He said that there is a servant of Satan.
他一句话说，魔鬼有一种仆人，有一种差役来捉弄他，来危害他，使他好像没有安宁的日子一样。
The Queen said that he used a kind of servant to disturb him.
所以他就祷告上帝啊。
So he prayed God.
你把这根刺从我身上拔掉吧。
Take away this.
拔掉吧。
Take away.
身上有一根刺，舒服不舒服啊？
You know, if it's torn on you, would you be comfortable?
我讲更简单的比喻，放一个榴莲在你的手下，好不好？
我看到别人觉得很难安排。
他叫你走路。
不好。
是不是一粒榴莲，好不好？哎呀，你太啊，吓死啊！你把它拔掉好不好？这一根刺在身上就是这么痛苦。所以保罗说，主啊，拿掉它嘛。其实保罗生命中间有两根刺，一根还两根。 你不知道，有两根，一根是他踢的。
One is the one that he kick.
因为主耶稣是你用脚踢刺，对不对的
？Because Jesus said that you use your leg to kick the thorn.
生命中的一根刺。
And that is the thorn in life.
他把耶稣当着刺。
He used Jesus as a thorn.
所以他就踢那个刺。
So he kicked the thorn.
结果跳就踢到他走口手就脚里面了。
But then he kicks again.
痛死了。
It's painful.
就是傻瓜才踢刺的。
Only the fool will kick.
如果不相信，你每天踢一踢，你就变成傻瓜了。
Don't you try again tomorrow?
第二根刺是什么
？The second thorn.
是撒旦放在他身上一根刺。
Satan put upon him.
所以撒保罗说：“主啊，
And Jesus,
过去除掉这根刺吧。
Remove the thorn.
主慢慢来。
The Lord says slow.
不除给他。
I
主啊，
Lord,
除掉这根刺吧。
Take it away.
主 不除掉它。
The Lord said no.
主说什么
？What is it?
除掉刺。
To take away the thorn.
那怎么办呢
？No. What to do?
我的恩典够你用。
My grace is sufficient for you.
My grace is sufficient for you.
我的恩典够你用。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
原来那一根刺是什么呢
？You know what that thorn?
就是唱片上面那个唱针。
You know that is a
stylus.
There's a stylus
on the record. 你们现在用 CD。用这个 cassette， 你不知道我这个事情。
Now you have the CD and cassette. You understand this?
从前的唱片有一个针在那，就唱出来了。
And the past record has a needle to play.
如果没有那个 stylus，
without that stylus，
这个不叫做 needle， 叫 stylus。
Stylus
啊，因为他没有用过，所以不知道。
Stylus。
如果没有那根刺
，without that，
你唱不出音乐出来。
You cannot play music.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord。
凡是你看见真正为主做大功的人。身上都有过刺，才会做出美好的。
You see those who do great work for God, they have a thorn upon them.
有的亲人，主啊，我要做传道。
Sometimes,
主啊，我要被你用。
Because I'll be used by you.
主说真的
？Yes.
你要被我用
？You want to be used by you?
是的，我要被你用。
Yes, I want to be used by you.
要轻用或者重用
？Lightly or heavily.
要给我轻轻用或者重重用？被你大大重用
？Greatly used by you.
真的啊
？True.
你要我重用啊？
You want me to use it greatly?
什么叫做重用呢
？What I use it greatly?
重重压下去才用，叫做重用。
That's God will press you down heavily before you use it.
上帝给你困难
，So God give you
suffering. 给你痛苦， suffering, 给你眼泪， you, 给你失望
，disappointment，
给你许多的磨练
，many many trials.
你磨得过了
，Then you can stand it.
你说主啊
，You say God，
我磨过了
，I've been trying.
好，我用你
，I'll use you.
因为重重压了才用，叫做重用。
Heavy press before you use it.
懂不吗？感谢主。我问你
I want to ask you,
当我们在困难中间的时候神有没有同在
When they're in difficulty, is God present with us?
有没有当我们在流泪的时候神有没有同在
When they're shaking out tears, is God with us?
神会不会说我很久没有看你流泪流开
了
当你流泪我很快乐我希望你哭 神不是这样的神
Not with God.
当你痛苦的时候
When you suffer,
其实他比你更苦
He suffered even more.
当一个母亲打孩子的时候
When the mother would
wake up, 这孩子痛
The son will cry.
母亲说什么
？The mother said,
打在你身上，痛在娘心上。
I beat upon your physical body by pain. The pain.
你的痛不过是身体的痛。
Your pain is
为什么呢
？Pain. Why?
两天你就好了。
Two days you'll be healed.
但是你这么调皮。
But you're so.
我里面的痛可能痛几十年痛。
My heart will feel pain for 10 years.
你明白吗
？You understand?
上帝鞭打的时候
，When God whip,
恩典还在。
Grace is still there.
上帝给我们遇到试炼的时候
，When God allow us to make trial,
他恩典没有离开。所以保罗在这里说什么呢
？Paul here said，
我们与神和好
，We are reconciled with God，
过去的账清除了
，The debt in the past，
如今
，Now，
我站在上帝的恩典
，I stand upon the grace of God。
第三样
，The third，
时间的进度对未来怎么样呢
？In the progress of time， what's the future？
盼望
，I hope is
上帝的荣耀
，God's glory。
所以过去的称义
，The past justification，
现在的和好
，The present reconciliation，
继续不断的恩典。
Continual grace,
未来的盼望
and the future hope,
或者整个基督徒的属灵的这个程序
so this is the whole process of a Christian life
看见 the whole journey of Christian life is started from the justification reconciliation continue with the life in grace and hope in the final glorification
整个基督徒生命的旅途乃是我们过去被称义的如今我们与神和好我们在神的恩典然后盼望他的荣耀
justification
称义
reconciliation
和好
and glorification
然后得荣耀
大家说一二三 justification 你就忘记了啊第二是什么 reconciliation 以后呢 glorification 像至少保罗这里提到三大步骤
so Paul has mentioned three big steps here
其实在 reform theology 里面中间还有好几个步骤今天不讲
actually in reform theology in between there's many steps
因为在这里给我们提到三件事情
here he brings three things
你看过去
Look at the past.
感谢主称义了。
Praise God, I'm justified.
看现在
Now,
已经和好了。
I'm reconciled.
以后呢与恩典之中
in the grace,
最后呢
and finally,
有荣耀来了。
The glory,
所以基督徒是信的宗教。
So Christianity of faith.
基督徒是爱的宗教。
Christianity of love.
基督的生活是在这个盼望的宗教里面。
And our life is also living in hope.
感谢上
Praise God.
我们因信称义。
We are justified by faith.
我们盼望将来的荣耀。
We hope for the future.
如今因为和好，我们就享受上帝的爱。
Because we are reconciled with God, we enjoy the love of God.
信望爱的神活在我们的生命。
So our life has a faith, hope, and a love.
感谢上帝。现在我们再读第一、第二节。
So we read one more time for the second.
一、二、三，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与上帝和好。我们又因借着他。因信的进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜的盼望上帝的荣耀。感谢上帝。好，现在我读第三节，你们读第四节，由大家一同读第五节。一、二、三。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将上帝的爱浇在我们的心里。这里讲够了不够呢？
Is it a stop here?
不是。
No.
不够。
Not enough.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为第三节是不但如此。
Because it's not only so.
要说什么呢？有更多的恩典。
Because there are more grace.
更大的能力。
More power,
更丰盛的生命。
More abundant life.
上帝不但给我们生命，给我们更丰盛的生命。
Not only God give us life, give us more abundant life.
上帝不但给我们已经有的这个属灵的生活，要给我们有更丰丰富富的生活。
Not only give us spiritual life, give more abundant spiritual
life. 更丰盛的生命从哪里看出来？
Where comes this spiritual life?
更丰盛的生活怎么可以知道呢？
How can we know it?
就是我们欢欢喜喜。
Because we rejoice in it.
我们是欢欢喜喜的盼望上帝的荣耀。
We rejoice.In hoping for the grace of,
那么欢欢喜喜是不是环境顺利在恩典中间所以我们欢欢喜喜
We rejoice because of plain sailing
第三节说不是的
He said no
就是在患难中间也是欢欢喜喜
It is in suffering also we rejoice
啊这个不容易的
It's not
主啊感谢你我很健康
God, I want to thank you because I'm healthy
感谢你我很健康
And thank you because I'm healthy
有一天医生说
One day the doctor will say
对不起
I'm sorry
我要告诉你
I'll tell you
你有 cancer
You have cancer
你下个礼拜死了。
Like next week.
那么你剩下一个礼拜的时候
One more with me.
你会不会主啊感谢你
you say, God, I'm gonna give you thanks.
你我有 cancer.
What's cancer?
这个容易不容易啊
Is it easy?
不容易啊
No.
如果你中彩你说感谢主。
If you have a strike lottery, you say yes.
我中彩票。保罗说
lottery, you say yes.
欢欢喜喜。
Rejoice.
欢欢喜喜盼望。
So、
不但如此，在患难中间也欢欢喜喜。
Also in suffering, you rejoice.
你说这个人大概神经坏了。
Something is wrong with his nerves.
嘴巴了，嘿嘿嘿。
That's why he keep on smiling.
苦的时候还是一直笑。
Even in suffering, he's still smiling.
快要死了还是在笑。
Even before he dies, he's still smiling.
这个神经坏了。
Something wrong with nervous system.
你好吗
？Are you well?
你对他说，
yes.
你太太是。
Your wife's dead also you laugh.
患难中也可以欢欢喜喜吗
In suffering you still rejoice.
有没有这样的人
有 such a person?
患难中也欢欢喜喜
Also rejoice in suffering.
这个很难的事情
It's difficult.
我们是喜怒哀乐是七情八欲的动物
Because we are as a living being that have all different kinds of emotion expression.
我们是活物、我们有感情的
We have emotion.
我们能爱
We can love.
我们能恨
We can hate.
我们能忧愁
I can feel
我们能喜乐的
frown,
这个才是正常的
It's normal.
但在痛苦的时候还要喜乐这个很难的
But in suffering you rejoice difficult.
在患难中间还要喜乐很难的
In suffering you rejoice difficult.
患难的患怎么写呢
How do you write 患 in Chinese?
一个串把它串到你心插上去这叫做患难
Stick a prick into your heart.
患难是一串东西刺到你的心
A whole bunch of this thing that prick into your heart.
这个是中文啊英文没有这个
In Chinese.
我患难来的时候呢
When suffering comes
我们的心被穿进去了
Our heart has been tricked
你还要喜乐这么喜乐喜乐
How can you rejoice?
但是可以的
But then you can
感谢上
Praise the Lord
你有 positive thinking
也有这个寂静思想。
从前的英国
，in England，
有一个牧师
，there was a pastor，
讲什么道都是感谢主，感谢主，感谢主。
Every sermon he preached say，
感谢主，感谢
主。Praise the Lord， thank the Lord。
每一个礼拜都感谢主。
Every week he say thank the Lord。
所以人家问那个什么牧师，感谢主牧师。
Some people say what kind of pastor is a pastor Thanksgiving？
那个感牧师，他姓感名叫谢主，感谢主牧师。
Thank you pastor。
他的礼拜堂在山上。
Because his chapel is built upon a mountain.
在山上。
Upon a mountain.
有一天呢。
One day.
下大雪。
There was a big snow.
下了整个晚上。
Heavy snow that came overnight.
第二个早上的时候。
The second day.
那个雪已经差不多三尺高了。
About 3 feet high.
差不多一公尺那么高了。
Three feet with 1 meter.
上山的礼拜堂。
So a church upon the hill.
没有人去做礼拜了。
No one will go to the church.
因为上山都是雪怎么办呢？
Because it's difficult to climb up.
你穿长的鞋都没有办法。
With the boot also you cannot climb.
你不能去了。
You cannot go.
那个时候呢，有一个青年的说，
I was a young man.
我怎么困难我都要去。
No matter how difficult it is, I will go.
多么难我都要去。
I will go.
你说这种青年的好不好啊？
Good young,
好不好？
Young man.
这么困难还要去，好不好啊？
So difficult, he'll go.
好不好？好，我告诉你不好。
No.
因为他的动机是什么？
Because what is motive?
我今天偏偏要去看看这个牧师能不能感谢主。
I want to see whether this pastor can give thanks to God or not today.
今天下雪这么高，人都不能来做礼拜，看看他怎么感谢主。
So heavy snow, no one can come to the church. Will he give thanks to God or not?
如果现在的时代，这个钱一定拿个录音机去。
If it's today, this young man will take a recorder.
后来他就真的去了。
He truly went.
哇，在雪里面游泳一样的。
He was swimming in the snow.
拨来拨去的。到最后
呢，
真的到了山上了。
So he went to the hill.
他到了礼拜堂。
And when he entered the church,
他大衣脱下来，
he took up the coat,
鞋子脱下来，
the boots,
在那里喘气。
And then he was
整个礼拜堂只有三个人。
And only three person were in the church, pastor,
牧师娘，
wife,
还有他，
and the young man,
只有三个人。
Three,
就牧师好牧师了。
It's a good pastor.
如果不好的牧师自己说我不去了。
If not, you said I won't go.
你跟着我不能去嘛。
Because I just can't go.
牧师到了。牧师娘到了
，the wife came，
所以说一定好牧师
，a good pastor。
这牧师很高兴，还有一个青年的来，一定好青年了。
This pastor very happy because the young man come, he must be a good young man。
所以这个青年就在那等，等感恩祷告的时候，他怎么祷
？Waiting for Thanksgiving prayer, how would he pray？
当聚会开始了
，so the meeting starts。
我说我们大家站起来唱诗
，we shall all rise and sing。
我们大家就你我他叫做大家
，you I and he。Three person,
三个人大家站起来
three stand,
唱诗完了我们读经
after we read the Bible,
我们一同打开圣经就是他牧师娘跟他三个人打开圣经
with the Bible together,
有了我有报告
and I make announcement,
报告完了就感恩祷告
and then Thanksgiving prayer,
这个亲人说来了来了
this young man said, wow, it comes the time,
就是这时间我等的
I'm waiting for this moment,
我今天来做礼拜不是来拜上帝是来看他怎么感谢主
I'm not coming to worship God, but see how he thanks God,
你知道他怎么祷告
and how he did pray,
给你猜好吗给你猜好吗你在猜什么？他说：“感谢主，平常不是下大雪的。”
Praise the Lord because in the usual time we don't have big snow.
感谢主，一个礼一年里面只有一天下大雪。
Praise the Lord because one year.
感谢主，过去做牧师这么久，只有今天下大雪。
Praise the Lord because past year I've been pastor, but
感谢主，不是每一个礼拜雪这么大的。
And praise the Lord, not every week we have big snow.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。
In Jesus' name, 阿门。
年轻人吓了一跳。
原来
他是为别天感谢，不是为今天的。
He didn't give thanks for other things, but for today.
感谢上帝，感谢上
帝。Praise the Lord.
患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
In suffering, he still rejoices.
在下大雪还是感谢主。
Heavy snow, still give thanks.
可以吗？
Can you?
可以。
Yes.
如果有医生对我说：“唐崇荣，你癌病要死了。”我的感谢主，昨天还没有癌病，今天才有。
I want to thank God if the doctor will say that you have cancer and say
感谢主，过了六十多年才有癌病。
After 60,
感谢主，没有癌病以前已经到吉隆坡很多次了。
Because before I have cancer, I gone to Kuala Lumpur many times.
感谢主，我健康的时候把圣经讲了很多了。
Thanks God because while I'm healthy, I preach the Bible many times.
难道上帝给你这么多的恩典，最后一天让你有困难的时候，你就骂他了？
That God has given grace so many times, but yet one time that you are suffering, you want to come ring against him.
你看到我们灵性多么败坏。
He says such is our spirituality.
有一个太太对我说，张博士，我活不下去。
There was one this lady who told me, Dr. Tong, I cannot live anymore.
我心里想，他已经七十二岁还活不下去。
He says 72 already, she's 72.
他已经活了七十二年还活不下去。
She has lived for 72 years.
我说你为什么活不下去？
I said why is that you cannot live anymore?
我丈夫死了，我就感到做人没有意义了。
After my husband died, I find there's no meaning in life.
做人没有意义。
No meaning in life.
做鸡你又不要。
You don't like chicken.
你做人你感到没有意义。
You say no meaning in life.
为什么呢
？Why?
你知道不知道
？Do you know?
我当然不知道。
Of course I don't know.
我跟我的丈夫结婚49年，没有离开过一天。
I married my husband for 49 years. I've been left him for one day.
哇，我听了羡慕得不得了。
I admire so much.
我跟我太太结婚30年，大概有20年不在家。
I married to my wife for 30 years, but at least 20 years now at home.
连一天都没有离开过。
Not even one day we depart.
哇，如果是我就感谢主。
If it's me, I'll thank God.
他说什么呢
？What did he say?
上帝什么意思？把我的丈夫拿掉，害我这么孤单，害我这么苦。
I'm still suffering now.
我说。从前没有拿掉，以前还没有拿掉，没有拿掉啊。
Well, in the past, you never take away.
还没有拿 ，before taken away, never taken away. It wasn't taken away before. Now taken away because the time is up. 那么现在，我很孤单，
I feel so、
我真的没有意思了。
No,
上帝什么意思？上帝为什么这样做
？Why can you do it this way?、
我的意思，那么如果这样，上帝给你每天在一起49年，你还不感谢上帝？
God allow you to live with the husband 49 years every day. You have to give them to God.
你要怎么样呢
？Then what to do?
我那个时候不是看到他辛苦，我看到做上帝很辛苦。
I see that she's not suffering. God is suffering.
对不对？做上帝很难的。
It's so difficult to be God.
早早把你的丈夫拿去。
You will take away your husband too early.
你说刚刚结婚2天他就死了。
He just married for 2 days then he died.
给你49年才死。
Give me 49 years.
49年就把他拿去。
After 49 years, how can he take him away?
那么上帝要怎么做我们
？How can he be God?
跟你两个同时生，同时结婚，同时死。
Then you are born at the same time, die at the same time.
不行的。
No.
因为还有别人需要你啊。
Because others need you.
还有孩子需要你。
The children need.
还有孙子需要你。
The grandchildren.
你丈夫有错的，因为他不是娶同龄的。
Because your this husband never married the same age wife.
许多男人需要喜欢娶很年轻的太太。
Some of these men want to marry young wife.
所以你死了，他做寡妇的，自然的嘛，因为你自己选的。
When you die, they become widow. It's natural.
如果你真正爱太太
，If you truly love your wife,
真正爱女人
，truly love woman,
不要她做寡妇
，and don't want them to be widow.
你就从年轻就娶老人家吧。
You wait, yeah, you marry the old wife.
那么呢，过不久以后，她一死了，她永远不会做寡妇。
So she will die, and then she will never be.
所以人我爱你，我爱你，都是自私的。我告诉你。
So you're all selfish in your love.
哇，越年轻你越爱。
So you love the young one.
有你死了，他就做寡妇几十年。
So after you die,
哪里是爱？你不要讲爱讲的太大声，不好意思的。
那助理。
你死了以后呢？
After you die,
谁照顾他呢？
Who took care of them?
上帝照顾他。
God.
所以呢，真正爱我们的不是丈夫，不是妻子，是上帝。大家说，一二三。哎，你不讲，一二三，真正爱我们，不是丈夫，不是妻子，是上帝。还有的人对我说
，Some told me，
我的太太死了
，My wife has passed away，
我很难过
，I feel so sad。
我们一生一共只有吵两次架
，We only quarrel for 2 times。
我们感情好的不得了
，We are so good。
上帝把他拿去
，God took him away。
我怎么生活？
How can I?
那我听了，我不知道怎么安慰他。
I don't know how to comfort.
我说你靠主喜乐啦。
Why did you rejoice in God?
靠主喜乐。那不怎么喜乐。
How can I rejoice?
我没有老婆怎么喜乐
？Without wife.
我没有太太还怎么怎么喜乐
？Without children, how can I rejoice?
我说你要喜乐了。
I said you must rejoice.
到最后我忍不住了。
I couldn't bear anymore.
你的意思，上帝不好是吗
？You say God is no good.
你是不是要上帝跟你每天吵架，后来上帝给他死了，你就感谢主他死了
？That you want to quarrel with him every day, and then God took him away, and they say praise God.
从前的英国有一个文学叫做 Lord Ray。
Not really, there was a writer in England.
他呢，在太太的墓碑上面写一句话。
Upon the gravestone,
他说呢 ，Here lies my beloved wife.
这是我亲爱太太的墓。
She is now at peace.
她现在是平安了。
And so am I.
我也是。
为什么你知道吗？
You know
因为他太太每天跟他吵架。
Because the wife quarrels with him every day.
所以等他死的时候。 他说你平安你的，我平安我的。感谢主。难道你要上帝给你每天吵架，太太死了你才会感谢主？
So you want you to quarrel every day and then your wife died, then you give thanks to God.
所以今天的圣经说什么呢？
So what the Bible says today?
在患难中，
in suffering,
也是欢欢喜喜。
Rejoice.
大家说。再一次。
在患难中也是欢欢喜喜。
Amen. 下大雪，感谢主昨天没有下雪。病，感谢主现在才病，过去几十年都没有病。有困难的时候，感谢主，主的旨意是如此，我们一定要学习。
So we must learn to give thanks in all circumstances.
一个人的灵性好不好啊？
Whether a man's spirituality is good or not.
不在顺利的时候看出来。
Not upon the plain sailing time.
一个人的灵性好不好？
A man with good spirituality.
在受困难的时候。
Is manifested in suffering.
受苦的时候。
In suffering.
吃亏的时候。
When he is being wrong against.
给人家不公义对待的时候。
People have judged him wrongly.
无故困难来到的时候。
And also, without any reason, the suffering comes.
心灵的稳定就证明他的灵性是好。
And also, the tranquility in his heart to prove that he is with God.
中国古人说大勇是什么？你知道吗？
You know what is a big courage?
什么叫大的勇敢呢？
What is a big courage?
虽然临之而不惊，无故加之而不怒，谓之大勇。
When things come to him suddenly, he will not feel frightened. When he is being accused of, he will not feel angry.
感谢上
praise the Lord.
突然间来到了灾祸
suddenly the suffering.
突然间来到了痛苦
suddenly the suffering comes.
你能稳定
with stability.
不生气
you won't get angry.
不埋怨
you never complain.
沉准
and also you stood up and fight.
这个叫做大勇
that's called big courage.
圣经的教训很清楚
the Bible teaches so clearly.
真正信上帝
you will truly believe in God.
你已经一神和好
You are reconciled with God.
你的心充满爱。
Your heart is
当人恨你的时候
，When people hate you，
你照样爱他。
You still love.
当人抵挡你的时候
，People go against you，
你为他祷告。
You pray for them.
当人逼迫你的时候
，People persecute you，
你赦免他。
You forgive them.
当人侮辱你的时候
，When people insult you，
你为他代求。
You pray and intercede for them.
因为你心中没有仇敌。
Because there's no enemy in you.
我用了好多的时间
，I've spent not much time，
继续不断在神的面前祷告。
Continue to pray before the Lord.
后来我学会这件事情。
Later I learned this thing.
有人反对我
，Anyone who go against me，
我笑笑的。有人写信骂我
，Some wrote to scold me，
我不回信
，I never reply。
有人在报纸登东西诽谤我
，Some in the newspaper slander me，
不是我做的吗
？I didn't do it。
那不要紧
，Never mind。
他写了
，He wrote，
我不负责
，I'm not responsible。
他写他负责
，He responsible。
我不生气
，I'm not angry。
有人在 internet 骂我到全世界
，Some in right in the internet to scold me in the whole world。
我静静的
，I keep quiet。
我不回答
，I never reply。
但是爱我的人不少啊
，But there are more people who love me。
其中有一些就在你中间的
，Some among you。
这有人就打电话给我了
，Some call me up。
唐牧师
，Reverend Tong，
这个人这样坏蛋
，This man is so bad。
要不要我们帮助你对付他？
Do you want us to help you to go against them？
你自己知道不知道
？Do you know？
我说我知道。
I said no。
你要不要对付他
？You want to fight him？
我说不。
I said no。
为什么不
？Why not？
我回答一句话。
I said
because I am not called for that。
哎，我的护照不是为此。
上帝没有拣选我去为自己争辩的。
God did not call me to argue for myself。
上帝呼召我为神的道争辩。
God called me to defend His truth.
I must be faithful to my calling.
我对我的护照要忠实。
I must obey my Lord.
我要顺从我的主。
Only the things to please Him I should do.
我只是应该做讨神。
Other than that, that's not my responsibility.
除此之外不是我的范围。
I should deny myself.
我应该自我的
放弃。No self-denial.
我要舍弃自己。
No bearing cross.
如果不被
死 I can never follow Jesus Christ
我不能完全跟耶稣
I have been crucified with Christ on his cross
因为我已经与基督同钉十字架
So I can live for him
我能够为他而活
Amen 感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
所以在患难中间
So in suffering
也是欢欢喜
You rejoice
最后
And finally
这个力量从哪里来的
Where come this power
保罗全本圣经里面只有这一段提到这一连串的事情这个相关的记载下来。
Oh, in this verse alone in the Bible, sin many things that comes consequently.
为什么呢
？Why？
为什么能够在患难中间还是欢欢喜喜
？Why is that in suffering you rejoice？
因为知道。
Because we know。
我告诉你，患难中的知识是很重要的。
The knowledge in suffering is very important.
The true knowledge in your suffering is so important.所以许多人在泛滥中间知识乱了没有真知真见马上灵性动摇
A lot of people in suffering they don't have true knowledge that's why their spirituality also crumble
If suffering is inescapable,
如果患难是不能够逃避的话，
we cannot avoid all kinds of tribulations come to us.
我们不能够避开这些苦难临到我们的话。
The weapon to overcome all the tribulation is a true knowledge of the wisdom of God.
我们唯一能够战胜这些苦难的武器，乃是真理，神里面真正的智慧的知识。
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
在患难中间，你有真知真见。你就站得稳。
In suffering, you have true knowledge, you can stand firm.
所以这里是因为知道。
Because you know.
因为知道。
Because you know.
因为知道。
Because you know.
基督徒不要轻看知识的力量。
And also, Christian, do not ignore the power of knowledge.
The true knowledge is power.
那么真正的知识就是我力量。
The small knowledge is danger.
我们的小知识是危险。
The wrong knowledge is crisis.
错误的这个知识乃是这个危机。
The true knowledge is power.
真知识乃是力量。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
我们不能忽略理性的功能。
Do not ignore the power of reason.
A true Christian should be rational, but not rationalist.
一个真正的基督徒应该有理性的，不是理性主义者。
有一些极端的显密主义，还有极端的灵恩主义，他们根本把基督教信仰中间理性功能的重要性完全抹杀掉。
Some extreme charismatic they actually murder our function of our reasoning power.
Faith doesn't kill our reason.
因为我们的信心不是谋杀我们的理性。
We are created to be the rational being.
我们被造是有理性的。
We should be maximal to in using our real reasoning power.
我们是要把我们的理性用到发挥到最高峰。
因为知道，
Because、
知道什么？
Know what?
患难生忍耐。
That this is suffering was produces perseverance.
大家说，患难生忍耐。一个人有患难开始的时候，紧张的不得了，急的不得了。
If a man is in this suffering, he will get anxious.
怎么办？
我的
怎么办？
我的怎
么？什么事？我给蚊子咬了。
I've been stung by the mosquito.
一个小孩子给蚊子咬，他就不知道怎么大哭大叫。
You know, a small kid stung by the mosquito, he's crying.
但是呢，一个大人跟老虎咬，他也不叫。
A man being bitten by this tiger, he will not cry.
老虎抓过来要马上反过来想办法去弄老虎。为什么
want to kill the tiger?
因为他经过很多次。
Because he had many experiences.
从小给蚊子咬了。
In a small time,
he
was stung by the mosquito, he was so frightened.
后来给狗咬了。
The other dog bite.
吓得四分之一死。
And one quarter dead.
后来再给螃蟹咬了。
And then this crab bite.
再给狼咬了。
And then the wolf.
所以他已经有很多经验了。
He had many experiences.
他就身经百战，处变处这个处什么？
处变不惊。
啊，处变不惊。
So he had gone through many of his experiences.
所以他已经老练了。
So he is a
患难生什么？忍耐，忍耐，忍耐。大家说，忍耐，念一百次好不好？那如果你念不到，就不忍耐了，对不对呢？好，一二三，忍耐，忍耐。你不忍耐了，我告诉你，忍耐不容易的。
It's not easy to have perseverance.
中国字忍耐这个人怎么写啊？
You know how to write this 忍 in Chinese?
上面一个什么？不是刀，刃，什么刀？刀没有那一点，上面什么字啊？刃
，a knife。
刃跟刀一样不一样？
刃一点比较小嘛。
啊，刃比较小什么？匕首比较少，刃是很利的刀。
A very sharp knife。
Very sharp， 这很利的刀叫做刃，这利刀刺在心上，这叫做忍耐。
So a very sharp knife pierces through your heart。
忍耐很不容易。
So it's not easy。
我告诉你，我是很不忍耐的。
I'm not patient.
到现在很不忍耐。
I'm just that I'm not patient.
我个性真是不忍耐。
I'm not patient.
但有两件事我很忍耐。
But two things I'm patient.
结婚的时候很忍耐。
When I got married, I'm very patient.
我等神学毕业了七年才结婚。
So after my graduation, I wait for 7 years before I get married.
这个不可以随便的。
Oh, you cannot take it away.
结错婚不能做好传道。大家说一二三，结错婚不能做好传道。有许多时候你特别爱上帝不给你，因为上帝要你得到更好的，所以要你忍耐，你懂吗？
Some you want to get married, but God want you to wait because he want to give the best one to you.
每一个最伟大的家庭
great families
都有伟大的女人在背后。
They have great woman behind.
不是他母亲就是他太太。
Either the mother or the wife.
这是很重要的。
This important.
这个事情要忍耐，不能
You must have patience.
到现在我开车记得不得了的。
Now when I drive, I'm
做什么事情记得不得了。
No matter what I do, I'm patient.
什么东西我一定跑到前面头。
I'll run to the.
我看到什么地方有空间我就走了。
If I see a space there, I'll overtake.
就我的个性很急的。
That's my character.
但是第一件忍耐，结婚忍耐。第二件呢？
In marriage, I'm patient.
解经很忍耐。
In Bible interpretation, I'm very patient.
讲了一年多还在第五章。
So more than a year, only still chapter five.
一个人他们是让你来十六天就把十六章讲完了，我说你自己去讲好了。
Why don't you come 16 days? You preach all the 16 chapters.
需要不需要忍耐啊？
需要。Yes.
如果我很快讲，你就快快听，快快记，快快忘，快快不见了。
So if I preach very fast, you will forget very fast.
我慢慢讲。
I preach slowly,
慢慢听
slowly,
慢慢想
slowly,
永远记住
slowly,、
啊、快快把这个水你看把它冲下去抓
very quickly I pour it over.
剩下不多你
not much is left.
我如果慢慢放慢慢放
slowly,
慢慢放
slowly,
一定到最后呢
when the last drop is there,
就是这样简单的道理
simple,
你试试看太大的水龙头
you will big,
把杯放在那边
然
后看剩下多少，一点点。
All the water will rush out.
你看小小的，滴下去，滴下去， oh, 到最后呢，满到还要胖出来一点点。为什么
overflow?
我是解经，我一定要忍耐。
I've been
我是很记得人。
I'm not patient.
讲得很清楚。
Very patient.
等候你再读我讲过的圣经的时候。
So when you read again the passage I expounded,
每一句都跳出来对你说话。
Then every sentence will come out.
感谢上
帝。为什么 Praise the Lord, why?
因为不是 fast reading.乃是很慢的把你们的精华吸收去。
But slowly I teach you.
患难生忍耐。
This suffering will produce perseverance.
忍耐就生懒惰，是不是呢？有这种忍耐人，有懒惰什么的忍耐？忍耐就懒惰的不得，不是的。
Some people they're lazy, that's why they persevere.
保罗说什么呢？
保罗说，
忍耐生老练。
It produces character.
老练是什么意思
？Whatever character.
你有成熟的个性。
Mature character.
你有一种真正的。应付事情的一种方法是非常熟练，是非常完美的。
A method that can deal with all things with the character that you have.
感谢上帝。
Thank God.
Perfection and the mature maturity of your character.
乃是你的这个个性的这个完美一个就成长了。
这个叫做老练。
That's a character.
有的人老鼠跑过去，他跳到三丈高。
Somewhere there's a mouse that runs, they'll jump.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他们经验太少。
Because it's too inexperienced.
还有一些原子弹炸下来，他说什么事啊
？When atomic bomb is dropped, they say what happened?
为什么呢
？Why?
他很老练。
Because he has a character.
所以困难来到不要紧。
Never mind when something comes.
做鸡没有用。
You don't have to be angry.
生气没有用。
You don't have to get angry.
挂虑没有用。
No use for worry.
害怕没有用。
It's useless to get frightened.
这是四大无用之物。
Four things that's useless.
你如果今天单单记下这四个，对你一生都很大帮助。
You remember these four things in the whole life, it will be beneficial.
何况整堂讲了这么多东西。
And I preach so much.
挂虑没有用。
No, useless worry.
惧怕。
Useless to be frightened.
焦急没有用。
Useless to be anxious.
要不要跟我讲啊？生气没有用。
Useless to get angry.
挂虑没有用。焦急没有用。惧怕没有用。还有什么？生气，这四样没有东西，除掉它，你就是老练的。
When you remove all these four things, you'll be one with character.
一个老练的人
，one with character,
不随便生气。
You'll not get angry.
一个老练的人
，one with character,
不随便做鸡。
You'll not be anxious.
一个老练的人
，one with character,
不随便挂虑。
You'll not get worried.
一个老练的人
，one with character,
不随便惧怕。
You'll not be frightened.
他心里面稳若泰山，胸有成竹。
He's so firm in his heart like a mountain.
感谢上帝
，Praise the Lord.
因为他依靠上帝。
Because depend on Lord,
因为在神的应许中间
because in the promise of God,
神的话语
in his word,
他好像抛了锚的船不容易摇动
He is very well anchored
感谢上
Praise the Lord
那么老练你有什么
After our this character one
老练生盼望大家说
And it produces hope
老练生盼望为什么老练会生盼望呢
Why character produces hope
因为你已经经历了身经百战许多的经验告诉你不要紧还有明天不要紧还有明天
Because all the characters and experience tell you never mind, they're still tomorrow.
今天许多人好像有困难来到要死了，明天一定死了，没有的。神还给你经过一段时间之后，你看见以后的日子比以前的日子是更好的。
A lot of people in suffering is said that it's the end of it, but then if you have character, you know that there's a better hope tomorrow.
在危机的中间
，in crisis，
不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
在困难的时候
，in suffering，
站立的稳
，stand firm.
在危险的中间
，in crisis，
依靠上帝。
Depend on Lord.
If you fail to look around, try to look upward.
如果你看周遭都不成的话，你为什么不仰望神？
阿门。四面楚歌，东西南北都是仇敌。世人说我的帮助从耶和华而来，我要向天举目，因为我的帮助是从天上来。
Because the Bible says that my health comes from above.
God Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
你有盼望。
Yes, hope.
你有困难吗？不要怕。
So you have difficulties, don't be afraid.
很困难，不要怕。
Big difficulties, don't be afraid.
原来许多人都经过你所已经经过的。
Because many people have gone through the same experience that you do.
当一个青年人第一次失恋的时候。
When a young man first in Judah.
他一直要去买绳子，要自杀。
He wants to hang himself.
他不就要自杀了。
He wants to hang himself.
所以走路弯着腰。头低下来，眉毛变成八字
frown,
八字号的，那么 frown, 做人垂头丧气。后来有一天，他爸爸问他说
：“One day, the father asked,
哎呀，什么事
？What happened?
完了，完了，完了。
I'm finished.
什么完了呢
？What have you finished?
完了，完了。
I'm finished.
为什么完了呢
？Why?
我失恋了。
I've been jilted.
不要紧。
Never mind.
爸爸这样不关心。
You never take concern of me.
人家已经完了，你还不要紧，不要紧。
I feel
坐下来，
坐下来。我告诉你
，I tell you，
我从前失恋四次。
Four times I've been jilted.
他爸爸失恋四次。
Oh, you've been jilted four times.
才生下你呀、啊。
And then you're born.
如果跟他那个从前那几个不成的，可能生不下你。
If I get married to those few, you're going to be born. 所
以，原来爸爸这么伟大，也曾经是个恋人。
So my father is so great, yet he has been jilted for four times.
原来我所佩服的人也曾经受过苦。
The one I admire most has gone through suffering.
青年人，我告诉你
，I tell you，
当你受苦的时候
，When you're suffering，
魔鬼常常对你说，你是全世界最苦的人。
Satan will tell you the most suffered one in the whole world.
上帝要对你说
，God will say，
不是的
，No，
与你一样受苦的人太多了。
There many people have suffered the same thing as you do.
最受苦的是我的独生子耶稣基督。
It's the only son who suffered the most.
你为什么没有盼望？
起来
，Right， 你真知识
，You must have true knowledge。
我把泛滥给你
，I give you suffering，
不是害你
，Not to persecute you，
不是丢掉
，Not to jilt you，
我要叫你经过这个顺从的课程
，Through this process and lesson of obedience，
泛滥生忍耐
，Suffering produces perseverance，
忍耐生老练
，Perseverance corrects，
老练生盼望
，Corrects hope。
大家说一二三，泛滥生忍耐。忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。好，从今天开始，你祷告，把这些圣经用在你生活里面。
So you apply this verse into your life，
好不好？好，怎么用？啊，你的孩子，你给他名叫泛滥。
Your son, when you name them suffering，
那么他结婚再生孩子，给他名叫忍耐。
And the grandchildren is perseverance。
你的曾孙叫做老练。
Grandchildren will be character。
曾孙生的孩子。叫做盼望
grand, grand, grand children, hope.
你说好要不要、啊
good.
啊、你现在懂了原来就是世代大祖祖宗的系列、啊、
So four generations
泛滥生忍耐忍耐生老练老练生盼望、啊、一二三泛滥生忍耐忍耐生老练老练生那么姓唐的唐人泛滥唐忍耐唐老练唐盼望你姓林的林泛滥林忍耐林老练林盼望姓许的许多泛滥许多忍耐许多老练许多盼望好不好感谢上帝没有一个圣徒没有经过泛滥
There's no single sinner that's not gone through suffering
You are not lonely
你不是孤单的
So many people have gone through the way
很多人曾经走过这条路
The tears
与这个流泪
The cries The cries
呼喊
感谢上
帝 Praise the Lord
But they all get their glorification through the hope in Jesus Christ
他们在耶稣基督里面都得到荣耀的盼望
你说我怎么可能在泛滥中间知道这些事我得出力量的
How can I in suffering knowing all these things have my strength
真正的秘诀在第五节
And the
true secret is in the verse 5
The true secret is in
the verse 5一二三因为盼望不至于羞耻，因为
所赐给我们的圣灵将上帝的爱浇灌在我们心里。
感谢上帝
，Praise the Lord。
圣灵做什么工作
？What's the work of the Holy Spirit？
圣灵做浇灌爱的工作。
He's the one that pour love upon us。
你的心空的
，Your heart is empty。
你的心虚空的
，Empty。
圣灵。把上帝的爱
的
浇灌，浇灌，浇灌，浇灌，浇灌，浇灌，使你的爱慢慢充足。
所以 ，the love is
到有一天你的爱已经满了以后呢
，one day when love is full，
这爱就流出来了
，and you overflow，
流到别人的身上
，overflow to others。
只有经历过泛滥的人，对别人的关心才是真的。
Only one who has gone through experience, his concern for others is true concern.
如果你有钱，用一些钱帮助穷人，你是用小钱钓大鱼。
If you are used, you are rich, you use your small money to help others, you are only using your small money to fish the big fish.
你是这个自私的一种行动。
It is only about selfish act.
但如果你经过泛滥以后
，If you are going through suffering,
你给人的帮助，那是真心的爱。
The help that you end up rendering to others is true love.
你曾经怀疑。
You have
你曾经挣扎
you have struggled before,
都是好事
It's good thing.
有一次我在 Dallas 讲道
Once I was in Dallas,
有一个三十多岁的年轻人女子
a lady of 30 odd years old,
长得很漂亮
very beautiful,
但是恋宠很忧愁
but very, very sad
她跟一个牧师来找我
and together with pastor,
她说要把她痛苦告诉我
and she wanted to tell her suffering
许多的痛苦讲完了以后呢
after the story of all suffering
她牧师上帝给我这么多痛苦什么意思
God has given me all the suffering. What's the meaning?
因为他爱你。
Because he loves you.
他他爱我。
That he loves.
爱你根本就痛苦。
How come he give me so much suffering?
我说是的。
I said yes.
因为等你得胜了以后。
When he has been victorious.
你对别人的安慰。
Your comfort to others.
你对别人的帮助。
Your help to others.
是别人没有办法做到的。
It's something that no one ever can do.
他说我从来没有这样想。
I've never thought in such a manner.
原来上帝给我经历是为了使我。以后可以帮助别人。
God allow me to experience so that I can help others in the future.
你以为帮助人的本钱就是你的才干吗
？You think your talent is a capital for you to be able to help others?
你以为帮助人的本钱就是你的钱财吗
？You think for the capital is the richness to help others? No.
帮助别人的本钱是你困难得胜的经历。
The capital for you to be able to help others is your experience in the victory.
为什么今天许多戒毒中心工作都是失败的？
Why is that all the drug have reputation failed today?
为什么今天许多心理辅导的结局都是失败
？Why is all psychological counseling to fail? Why?
因为心理辅导的人是要钱，不是要帮助。
Because the one that give the counseling want money to help you.
心理辅导的是用方法，不是用爱心。
They use method but not love.
心理辅导的人用罪人去解决罪的问题，没有办法。
It's the sinner that try to help a sinner.
但是当一个人到神的爱的面前的时候
，When a man who come to before the love of God,
就不一样
It's different.
那时候不是金钱。
Then it's not the money.
那不是地位讲话。
It's not the position to
speak. 那不是知识讲话。
It's not knowledge to speak.
不是方法讲话。
It's the method to speak.
被圣灵的爱所充满的心，对需要上帝爱的虚空的心讲话。
It is a heart that is filled with the love of Christ that speak to the heart that is empty with the love of God.
你说我明白了。
I understand now.
外国的基督教的戒毒中心，他们的成功率是最大。
And that's why Christian Rehabilitation Center had the biggest success.
因为就是 heart to heart.
原来是心与心的交流，
这个 heart to heart counseling，
乃是心与心的辅导。
The heart with full love of God to the empty love，
充满神的爱的心对那个没有这个空虚的心。
So you can be so helpful，
所以你的帮助。
神如果给你泛滥
，If God allows suffering to come to you，
你还要感谢神。
You want to give thanks to Him，
在泛滥中间还是欢欢喜喜。
In suffering you rejoice，
因为知道
，Because you know，
泛滥是忍耐。
Suffering produces perseverance.
忍耐生老练。
Perseverance produces character.
老练生盼望。
Character produces hope.
盼望也不至于羞耻。
And because of hope, you are not disappointed.
因为是赐给我们圣灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is given to us.
上帝的爱浇灌在我们。
Pour upon us the love of God.
感谢上。
Praise the Lord.
我们大家站起来。
So all right.
我们读这一段的圣经。
We're going to read this passage.
一个字一个字好好的读。
Word by word.
我们再从罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter 4
罗马书第四章我们要从第二十四节开始读
Reading from verse 24
我们从第二十三节来读一直到第五章第五节一二三算他为义的这句话不是单为他死
也是为我们将来的算为义之人写的
就是我们这信上帝
使我们的主耶稣从
死里复活的人
耶稣被交给人
是为我们的过犯复活
是为叫我们称义
我们既因信称义就借着我们的主耶稣基督
得与上帝相合
我们又借着他因信的基督现在所站的这恩典中并且欢欢喜喜盼望上帝的荣耀不但如此就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的因为知道患难生忍耐忍耐生老练老练生盼望盼望不至于羞耻因为所赐给我们的圣灵将上帝的爱浇灌在我们心里 我们再一次把第一到第五节念的时候，我们这两个字改成你自己的名字。Change we into your own name. Reading again from chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. 一、二、三。从永进因信生意，就借着从永的主耶稣基督得以上帝相合，从永又借着他因信的基督现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜的盼望上帝的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给穷勇的圣灵把上帝的爱浇灌在穷勇心里。你忘记你的名字了，你好几次念我们、啊、念你自己的名字，你知道神的话对我们有多大的效益。
So God's word is effective upon us.
现在我们低头祷告。
So we bow our hands.
有哪一个人说主啊我感谢你。
Say God I thank you.
今天的道相当帮助我。
The nice words help me.
我要把荣耀归给主。
I want to give glory to God.
我要改正我生活许多的错误。
I want to correct my